Hello, welcome to the Snap UK. It's a full house! Woohoo!
No woos from Griff.
Woo for us, Michael.
Whoop whoop.
That was two whoops.
He turned up and he couldn't look less happy to be here.
Yeah, very much has a sort of end of term feel.
Christmas has been long-winded. I'm missing the strain of work.
Well, I mean, I can ask you to do stuff for me.
Go on.
I won't charge you.
Oh. Yeah.
But
you are booked in for your appraisal after this.
I think I'm going to fail.
Yeah. Nah. Hey, Merry Christmas, guys. Did you have a good Christmas?
It was Christmas.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Ask four middle-aged men how their Christmas was.
I mean, there was plenty of football, to be fair.
There was loads of football.
There was a lot of sport.
All day Amazon Prime is the way to watch football. From 12:30 till 10 o'clock at night. Back to back to back to back games.
Yeah, it's great if you're in this country.
Nah.
Imagine if you were in Ireland and then igniting a debate on the historical takeover of Ireland from the UK.
Yeah, can't get that with your freedom of movement, can you?
It was a quite a clever debate.
I think it's decent duty free though.
Do you want to tell us about that?
I've got a VPN now, so I can watch stuff wherever. So
4 liters of spirits on the boat for €45.
Wow,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, there's a dog loose in the recording room. So in case you're hearing
the pitter patter of
pitter patter of feet and whining, that's what it is. It's not just when we talk about the Patriots and Griff whines and walks off. So we're a bit later than usual, Christmas and all that. So it's week 16, but actually we'll start off by talking week 17 because the Browns played last night and old man Flacco the Browns getting there without Deshaun Watson is actually...
Which we're all happy about.
Yeah, it's a good story. Flacco is just slinging dick right now. It's like, didn't he get 350 yards by his first pass in the second half?
Yeah, he was at 300 yards at halftime.
Yeah. And it's just the story of the season, quite frankly, at the moment.
The Browns becoming the first team ever to make the playoffs having started four different quarterbacks in the same season.
Yeah.
And that's a very Brown stat, isn't it?
It's a very 2023 stat.
We can agree in advance that we're all very happy Deshaun Watson is not quarterbacking the Browns team, right?
Yeah. Suddenly the Browns become likeable.
Likeable. Yeah. And they've done this, and let's not forget, without Nick Chubb.
And their tackles on the offensive line. They've lost Jeffrey Willis.
Tristan Wolfe, so yeah.
And both their right tackles. Like, they have lost big pieces. And it shows sometimes when Flacco is running around. But actually, he's doing a much better job of running around than Deshaun Watson did.
Can I just clarify that I'm only happy for Browns fans and the players, not for the organisation? Because the organisation have just stumbled into this after still being absolutely terrible.
That's fair.
I just wanted to clarify that I'm happy for Browns fans and Myles Garrett mainly.
I'm happy for Joe Flacco. It's a man who spent 3 years backing up terrible quarterbacks at the Jets. And
behind an appalling line.
Yeah. And now behind another appalling line, because it's not good. He suddenly looks like peak Joe Flacco. If the argument still is Joe Flacco elite? The answer is for December, yes. Because he's been amazing. 13 touchdowns in 5 starts.
Why can't they just take him to Buffalo? Because he only performs well in the cold.
Well, it does seem that way. It's very impressive. It's one of those things. Not all quarterbacks pull this off. Brought Matt Ryan back right now. I suspect he's not doing this.
No.
I don't know.
But he's not been, like, randomly practicing on teams as he's been in the commentary booth. So I don't think it just happens.
Well, has Flacco been just in his garden practicing with his dad?
Well, he's been backing up at the Jets, wasn't he? When did they release him? Just before the start of the season? He's only missed a few weeks.
Does it also show that... Because I think the league is, in general, it's kind of fallen in love with mobile quarterbacks, scrambling quarterbacks. It just shows you can still do it with a guy who can barely move and can just sit in the pocket, read the defense, and find the right receiver to pass to with the right, obviously, kind of accuracy.
Well, we saw that with Brady, didn't we, 2 years ago?
Yeah, exactly.
Brady couldn't move, could he?
But it's experience.
Yeah.
there's only so many ways you can make a defense appear on the field. And if you read that enough, you get enough practice in the NFL, it shows.
You also not think it's lack of fear. Well, Joe Flacco's got nothing to lose. Every time he wins a game, he gets a $75,000 bonus. If he gets all the way to the Super Bowl, his money goes up exponentially. He's thrown, what, 8 picks as well in 5 starts?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't care. He's literally just there slinging balls and hoping for that. Some of his passes have been like 70-yard bombs, like peak Joe Flacco. He does not care.
There's also the element of like calmness and leadership as well. Like, imagine... He's been there. He's done it, right? He's done it for a number of years in a number of different situations in the AFC North as well. So he's used to playing in the cold. He's just like, yeah, I'm just going to get here and get on with it. We've been here before, everyone. Don't worry. I know what we're doing. For what is a relatively young squad around him as well, that must be, especially on the offense side of the ball, that must be great just to have someone to look up to and know, all right, yeah, he's got it. We don't have to worry about the guy throwing the ball for a change.
His leadership is going to be everything that Deshaun Watson isn't.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Dependable.
Yeah, I mean, Dorian Thompson Johnson, whatever his name is, he's not doing a great deal. Thompson Robinson, is that him?
Yeah,
DTR
yeah. Right, he's not doing a lot on the old leadership front, I suspect. No. Who was the fourth quarterback they started this season?
Is it PJ Walker?
Yeah,
PJ Walker. It. Again, PJ Walker, the man who I pointed out to Jim had thrown 5 touchdowns and 14 interceptions and somehow won 4 games. Like, there's not a lot of leadership there. That's exactly what this team needed. David Njoku, really good player. Uh-huh. Amari Cooper, top 10 wide receiver. They got the weapons.
I mean, this is just, surely it's just simple football. Throw it to the gigantic tight end, throw it to one of the best wideouts of the last 10 years.
Well, yes. Well, like Njoku's also a really good story as well, because he started the season by burning his own face.
Yes, he did.
He needs 118 yards for his first 1,000-yard season.
He'll get that.
He will get it with Flacco flying the ball.
He might do, but only if Cooper is out again next week, which he should be if they're now sailing into the playoffs, but it'll depend on seedings.
Yeah. Fuck off. There's a Leeds game on behind my back and I can't see it. And it's really.
He's the only one that can't see it.
I'm the only one that can't see it. And Gary and Paul have already baited me. We are 9 minutes in. I've been baited 3 times.
10th of the way there, John. 10th of the way.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. But yeah, over Christmas as well, they beat the Texans, where it was just the same story. They played, you know, lights out. They were able to bring back. To take rest Flacco, which helps because they're taking such huge leads.
They rested him, and then it looked like the Texans were coming back, and they put both him and Amari Cooper back in the game. And I think Amari Cooper had a monstrous day: 11 receptions, 265 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And if he was on your bench in fantasy, well, you fucked it.
We still won.
You'd think, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If he scored 50 odd points on your bench, and then you still won. You'd be pleased with yourself, wouldn't you? My bench had like 90 points on it.
It was ridiculous.
It was mad.
Let's not pretend I knew what I was doing.
Hey, unless you win the final, that's all that counts.
Absolutely. And I won't be doing that. I was very pleased with knowing I was channeling my inner Buffalo, my inner Middlesbrough, but then remembering that Sheffield Wednesday blew both finals in 93 against Arsenal.
Same opponent.
Yeah. Only time it's ever happened.
You do kind of feel like the Hofstetler Giants. Nobody knows why you're there, but you're there, and you could do something.
Maybe.
There is now talk that, like, talking about Hofstetler, there is talk, you know, how far can the Browns go? Like, because
The defense is top 5.
Defense is brilliant. They're the only team that have really pushed the Ravens recently.
Why can't they go all the way? Like you say, their defense is good and their offense is putting up points by the bucket load now. Good wide receiver, good tight end. Actually, the running game isn't great, but it's not terrible. Jerome Ford has been passable.
It's been terrible for 2 weeks, but good this week. But it's fine. Like, if you've got one bloke getting 265 yards receiving, you maybe don't need to.
I mean, I can't think of any reason why Joe Flacco can't get Ray Rice out of retirement, can you?
He's already got Kareem Hunt. He doesn't need much more, does he? So he's got Kareem Hunt as well. So He does do a little bit each week.
With no O-line, the guy's already getting a beating.
Yeah, that's a 1-2 punch if there ever was one. Tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Sorry, at this point you can see John's eyes go, where am I moving to next to try and get them off?
The Ravens beat the 49ers to help cement first place in the AFC.
We don't need to talk about that.
The Ravens are leading the NFL.
The best team in the NFL.
They have the best record in the NFL. I believe we need to talk about it, especially when they beat the team I've been saying for weeks was the best team in the NFL.
Agreed. Especially when Lamar probably put himself ahead if the MVP is going to be a quarterback. Yeah. I still think the MVP should be McCaffrey.
I agree there, but Lamar has been pretty average most of the season. He's had one good game, and suddenly we've not talked about Lamar for MVP for the whole season.
He's only got just over 3,000 yards passing.
He had a great game against the 49ers. I'm not denying that, but
I agree.
All the socials, all the media, it's like, right, yeah, Lamar's now MVP. He's been pretty average.
I agree. The Brock Purdy argument will hinge on what happens this week.
Yeah.
If Brock Purdy has another bad game, he will not get away with the fact that Christian McCaffrey should be MVP. And if it goes to a quarterback, it'll be Purdy because he's got McCaffrey. Whereas Lamar is Lamar, and everyone wants him to win it because he's Lamar.
And who does Lamar play this weekend? Tua.
Oh, that's a hell of a game.
And if Tua wins, the Dolphins will be above the Ravens. Is that right? Or equal with the Ravens?
Equal.
Yeah.
But above, because they beat him in the head-to-head?
Oh, yeah.
So then Tua would be ahead in the MVP race.
There is still a way that the Browns can
win the division.
Can win
the North.
Yeah.
So then it comes down to who would you take? Purdy, Lamar, or Tua? Who would you want captain in your team?
Tua.
I would take Brock Purdy.
I'd take Brock Purdy at the moment. He's had a bad game.
I would also take Brock Purdy. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying this is what people look at. He's had one monstrously bad game. Yeah. He's only thrown three interceptions all season. And he threw four in one game. Okay, that's fine. My biggest problem with all of this is Christian McCaffrey should be the MVP.
Yeah, totally.
I agree with you. Are any of you guys left-handed?
No.
I'm left-handed. Try and do something left-handed. Tua for MVP.
He's naturally left-handed.
So am I, and I'm still shit at everything.
I think the thing is, like, Dak Prescott is also in the running as well. If you look at his numbers, you're right, and he's a Cowboy, if you actually look at all the quarterback numbers, he is right up there. It shouldn't be a quarterback this year. None of them have been good enough.
No, that's it. The only reason
not a single one of them.
The conversation is because
he's a quarterback.
No one else is.
If Tua beats Lamar, it'll probably be Tua, because it means that Tyreek will have got a 2,000-yard season. You know, they'll have won the division.
I mean,
I don't know. I think Tua's got a really good shout.
That's where it's ridiculous, though, isn't it? Tyreek Hill could become the highest yard receiving wide out of all time in a season and isn't even in the conversation.
So let's assume Tyreek busts the 2,000 yards. Who are you giving it to, him or CMC?
CMC.
Me too.
Yeah.
I still don't think Tyreek gets it.
He gets O'Roy, though. Not Roy.
Yeah.
O'Roy.
Yeah.
Could it be split?
Oh, sorry?
Could it be split? Because a few years ago, the MVP has been split before.
Yeah, was it Adrian Peterson and
someone else? Someone McNair.
It's been Manning and McNair as well.
Was it?
Yeah.
Barry Sanders got 2,000 rushing yards and had it split with Brett Favre.
Nah.
Yeah, that's right.
Was it 2007? No, it must be 97.
This time, Leeds actually have scored.
Oh, have we scored?
Yeah. Oh, no. Hang on, it did say 1-0 there a minute ago.
I'm guessing it's been chalked off.
Oh, yeah, the old offside. Anyway.
I didn't see it, but screw you.
I mean,
it was offside.
He's miles off.
Miles off. Fetching pink kit, though, John.
I like the kit.
Obviously, I thought he would.
Yeah, I mean, Manning and McNair.
2003.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
You could split it, because if they want a quarterback in there, you could say, right, the best of the quarterbacks, right, there you go, Purdy or Tua and CMC.
The biggest issue with MVP is that they vote for it at the end of the season. So there's a massive recency bias, which is why Lamar Jackson's now the favourite to win it. It's like, yeah, he's had a good game. They should just have votes every single week. The same people, who's your player of the week? And then whoever, you know, makes pick a top five best players this week, and then whoever gets that the most at the end of the season, that's your MVP. Because, you know, whoever has the best end of the season, effectively the last four or five games of the season, normally end up winning it.
Does that not run into the old football argument that Kevin De Bruyne has never won Premier League Player of the Month?
Yeah.
Even though he's clearly the best player in the Premier League every season. And the reason City aren't winning this year is because he's injured.
I'd make it like the Pro Bowl. I'd just make it.
Well, don't let the public get involved.
No, but from the beginning of the season, because you'll get rid of the joke votes, from the beginning of the season to the end of the season, weekly vote.
Who's the best player, yeah.
Carries over every week.
Oh, I agree.
I think it should be like the Pro Bowl, and they should arm wrestle for it. And five or six players, all just like doing sort of like it's a knockout style competitions.
It's pretty much like the Pro Bowl is now, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because I'd really like to just watch Aaron Donald and Tua like in some sort of like Greco-Roman wrestling match.
Well, you've got problems.
Yeah,
we're learning all sorts about John tonight.
All right.
So yeah,
moving on.
For the 49ers, like bad gang.
Away in Baltimore.
It was in San Francisco.
In San Francisco. These things are going to happen. Santa Clara, the stronghold.
I don't hate it. I'm always a bit more nervous when you're supporting a team that's gone into the playoffs on like a massive winning streak and I haven't lost. I'm like, all right, we've lost a game.
My only worry is I really don't want to watch us lose in another Super Bowl. And I'm not saying we'll definitely get there. But if we did, we could face the Ravens. And I cannot take it again.
I'd really like to see that again.
It helps. It was really
last
funny.
Time I went home at halftime.
Was that your house?
Not when we played the Ravens. I think we watched the first half at Griff's and I went back to watch the rest with Kirsty's dad.
And cry.
Then all the lights went off, didn't they?
They did. Okay, so Eagles, so catch up in the NFC. Now you're both, there's you, the Eagles and the Lions, 11-4. The Eagles beat the Giants in a game that...
Didn't matter.
It was closer than it probably should be because no one really trusts the Eagles. The Cowboys fall back a bit. They lost to Miami.
The Cowboys just being the Cowboys again this season, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't trust them to win a playoff game.
Especially if it's not going to be at home.
Yeah. Even if they're going to the NFC South. It's presumed that the Buccaneers are going to win the NFC South.
Yeah.
Looks likely now, doesn't it?
I'd probably take the Buccaneers. Well, they'd give the Cowboys a game.
Oh, yeah.
The way Baker Mayfield's playing.
I really like the Bucs at the moment. And on paper, their roster's great.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got the ability to be a berserker type team NFC, haven't they?
Yeah.
Because they've got good players. They seem to be playing well. All right, they're beating teams that aren't as good as them, apart from, you know, Packers.
But all you've got to do is win the games in front of you.
Yeah.
I mean, the Packers are so shit.
Their defence is nowhere near as good as when they won the Super Bowl.
No, it's not. Not at all.
That is the big Achilles issue for them. Somebody will still put 30-odd points on them, I reckon.
Yeah.
It's funny that Flacco and Baker Mayfield both playing brilliantly and then the Browns still traded for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And paid him a shit ton of money.
Well, isn't it like, you look at some of the teams, like the Commanders and the Falcons all could have gone for Lamar this summer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And none of all their GMs went out their way to say, we don't want him.
Do you not think there's a little bit of, not collusion as such there, but almost like a little bit of, I don't know, collusion.
Well, the Ravens had the chance to match anything he was offered by anywhere else.
Any team could have offered him.
They could have bid him up, couldn't they? But then you've got the risk of having to sign him on that contract.
If you needed, there were plenty of teams that needed a quarterback. Like how much draft capital did the Panthers give to trade up to number one? About two, three first round picks, two first round picks, and DJ Moore.
Yeah,
yeah.
They could have offered Lamar Jackson a contract and they would have had to give the Ravens two first-round picks. So they could have had Lamar Jackson rather than Bryce Young and kept DJ Moore.
Yeah.
And like, no one went for Lamar Jackson.
Lamar's still under 26, isn't he?
He's 25, young 25 quarterback. Years?
But the problem is the style of play he has, there was a worry from the GM that he's one knee injury away from never playing again.
Every player is.
Every is, yeah. And he's not throwing it to the opposition.
If he was at the Panthers, he would have been.
Maybe. But actually, like, he's got enough mobility to negate the fact that the O-line is so bad. But yeah. The Lions also 11-4.
Securing their first divisional title for 30 years. Which is crazy when you think about it.
Nuts.
All the parity in the NFL and the Lions haven't won the division for 30 years.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad they have. Now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we've been doing this for, 8 years now?
Is there?
This is the first time the Browns and the Lions have looked good together at the same time.
First time they've both won 11 games, isn't it?
Yeah.
In ever.
History.
Ever. Yeah.
History. Yeah. They're both. They've been good. Both been good at times, but never together.
That is two incredibly mediocre teams for a long time.
Yeah, you just need the Jets to be in there to make it a trifecta.
The world would end.
Good work.
Yeah, I know.
The space-time fabric would rip.
Well, yeah, but unfortunately...
The Jets aren't, and they're still shit.
And even the defence is bad now, which is just funny.
They're knackered, is what they are, because they've been on the field for about fucking 80 hours.
Yeah.
Well, the offence is on, he's throwing another pick. All right, put your helmet on, Jesus.
So...
Don't put your helmet down. We're back on a minute.
We mentioned before, the Bucks still control the South. They win over the Jaguars. Really comfortable win.
You want to talk about how bad the Jags have been?
Well, yeah, we should.
Let's start this argument. Come on.
The Jags have been pretty bad.
They're appalling.
I don't think there's an argument to be had there. We can all agree they've been bad.
But they've not just been bad, they've been way below expectation bad. And this is the issue. Like, I like Pedersen. I think he massively improved the team. But the division isn't good. The Texans have been surprisingly better than we thought because CJ Stroud looks generational.
Colts have been better than we thought as well.
The Colts have been better, but they're not good. Are they? They lost their quarterback and they're not good. And the Tetons are a shadow of the team they were. And yet somehow the Jags are not convincing winners. They lost 5 of the last 6, 6 of the last 7, something like that. They started off so hot. Yeah, and they've just sort of fallen apart without any real pressure on them. There's nothing really causing them to falter. They should be producing much better results than they are. So, is it the coach? Is it bad luck? Is it the players? Like, you tell me, what's the issue? Why are the Jags suddenly not the team they should be?
Talking about the Bucks, it reminds me of the Browns season where Mayfield kept playing injured.
I've got to make this exact same point.
Lawrence, he's had concussions. Yeah. He seemed to have a shoulder issue. He's
high ankle sprain.
Like, the guy, I sort of hope they don't get to the playoffs because the guy doesn't need another few more weeks of football. If they do, he's only having one.
Okay, so that's valid. So then are the organisation risking their future for their now and failing to get anything out of it anyway?
I don't know if they're risking their future because, you know, they've still got the off-season. I still think they need... The defence isn't...
Great.
Very good.
It's not very good.
No, like Josh Allen occasionally has a really great game.
Yeah, he's never really been a star, though. No. Not really.
I mean, they've got an overall first-round pick on that.
Trayvon Walker.
Yeah.
I've never heard his name mentioned.
I don't think a number one pick has ever had so little juice as Trayvon Walker.
Like, the thing is, his second season now, isn't it?
Yeah.
No one's talking about him being a draft bust.
No, but he's going to be a Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah. When you got Aiden Hutchinson was the other pass rusher. He was taken number two by Detroit. And everyone's still raving about him. And he's leading a team into the playoffs. All right, the defense isn't great, but he's putting up good numbers. And Trayvon Walker's doing
is a big part of keeping teams to less than 32 points.
Yeah, exactly.
Just less. But they still get a win.
I get the feeling Trevor Lawrence is going to be great on another team in 2 years' time.
It's going to be like Baker. It's just going to be like Baker. Just like you're going to need to be elsewhere.
I don't. I mean, maybe, but I don't think the Jags are stupid enough to let him walk somewhere else.
But this is where I worry, because they are the team that are stupid enough to do that.
Yeah.
Because all parts of the organisation downwards, I have no faith in them. Like, Pedersen's great, but the coach can only do so much when you. The GM's not. Like,
well, do you remember Trent Barkley was always like, oh, God, like that guy should be told to fuck off, and that seems to have quietened down because they've had one good season. But yeah, like he still seems overpromoted. But yeah.
Do you not think Trent Baalke's benefited from having good coaches for his team and who have done good things for their teams? And then the issue's always been that he's not got on with that coach, and that's when it starts falling apart. So I guess the question is, if their run of losses does go on, it's four in a row now, they've got the Panthers and then the Titans. You know, Panthers actually played all right last weekend.
Panthers,
but if they lose to Panthers, that's a disaster.
Yeah.
If they don't get into the playoffs, is there going to be friction between Pedersen and Trent Baalke? And then does it all go to shit? And who wins out that power struggle?
You'd imagine Baalke, because he's been there for years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, Baalke won it in San Francisco, and then the 49ers had two awful seasons under Tom Sula and Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. The Jaguars need to get rid of Trent Baalke and bring in a new GM.
Yeah. Gary, it looks like you're trying to say something for a bit.
Well,
yeah, that's why I kept on talking.
Yeah, look. So the thing is,
so you can talk about coaching, you can talk about injuries, all this different stuff. But as we know, I've put a few comments out there this week about Trevor Lawrence, in our WhatsApp. And I think sometimes, you know, like it was refreshing. Brock Purdy had a terrible game. He came out and said, it was on me. I didn't make the right decisions, you know. Nothing to do with coaching, this, that. I didn't make decisions right. Now, do we not just think he's regressed this year? So, he's got 19 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. This guy was supposed to be the next best thing since Andrew Luck.
Mm.
And I'm not trying to be harsh, but he's got decent players around him. And I just don't think he's playing well enough.
I mean, he's got some good players. I don't think he's got...
All NFL franchises only have some good players.
No, but I agree.
Most of them. Well, Brady only ever had some good players.
But most of the players who come in as this generational talent, like... I rescind what I'm saying. They've got a great tight end. They've got Calvin Ridley.
Exactly. They've got ETN who catches out of the back. But when you think about it, like, he wasn't just, and he has been injured a bit this year, Christian Kirk, but when you think about it, Trevor Lawrence wasn't just another number one pick. Oh my God, it's Trevor Lawrence. He is the best thing that's come out of college since Andrew Luck.
Yep.
That's what everyone said. And I just think this year he's been disappointing. I think there's been enough around him. Say about all the other bits, but I think he's going to have a really important year next year, Trevor Lawrence.
He really is. We watched him, didn't we, this year, and he was... Well,
played a bad Bills
team. He makes anonymous. Terrible decisions.
Absolutely anonymous, really. And he does. But also, like, did you see the image of his face being crushed this week in the helmet? Like, check it out. I did see that. It's funny.
I suspect Trevor Lawrence might end up being like Jared Goff. Like, he's a confidence player that needs all the right pieces around him, and then he will lead your system and win a lot of games. But if you ask him to win games and carry teams, I'm not sure he's in that position. I suspect he's very close to being Jared Goff.
I whenever I see him, I always think, like, I think the talent's there, but I don't know if the, like, personality, like, you know, like, you know, you're comparing him to the greats of the game, who have, like, but even, like, comparing him to the MVP candidates, like Dak, Lamar, have this force of personality. And Trevor Lawrence, like, I don't think he could motivate me to get out of bed in the morning. Like, he's just a
He's so PR managed because he was a star from so young.
Yeah.
It's flaccid.
It's
absolutely.
Yeah. No, he is. He's got no personality whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a chill dude. It seems like a nice guy. But,
yeah, but
like, yeah, that doesn't win. Fuck off, Gary. Well, the Colts. We'll go back to the Colts because they missed the chance to take the lead of the division with an absolutely insipid performance. They lost to the Falcons.
29-10. The Falcons finally turned up.
Yeah.
Bijan Robinson had a good game because they started using him. finally.
I've never had a more frustrating process than you get this elite talent running back and then don't use him.
With a head coach who has worked with an elite running back.
Yeah.
Probably one of the best running backs we've seen in our
And wants to run the ball.
And wants to run the
notionally.
Ball. And knows he hasn't got a quarterback that is very talented.
Yeah.
But it seems... Well, it seems a sackable offence, shall we say.
Yes.
To not use your best...
Apparently he's
apparently
safe.
He's staying, yeah.
Yeah, he's safe and Salah's safe, is the witness.
Oh, I'm surprised Salah's safe.
I could understand Salah, though, because you've built this house for Aaron Rodgers and it fell down after four plays. I can get that. You give him another chance, but...
That's why I think Salah's safe as well.
Yeah. Although, you watch the game on Thursday last night... You're like, they were poorly coached. His game management's bad. And he's lumbered with Nathaniel Hackett, which is insipid. So, yeah, I think he may stay, but I feel for him because he's lumbered.
Hey, as a bald guy who's terrible at his job, I have a lot of sympathy for Nathaniel Hackett.
Are you suggesting he's basically a Manchurian candidate? He's just like there as a front. Is that what you're saying, John? Hackett's got all the power.
Well, I'm just saying someone's got to take the flak for if Rodgers doesn't win.
Brown's already took Flacco.
I wish. Yeah. But yeah, bad. Basically, it was a really bad week for the NFC, AFC South as a whole, because I think they all lost.
They all lost, yeah.
Like,
the thing I don't get, like, you can understand a team's identity. You can understand what the team are trying to do. I don't understand what the Falcons' plan is. When I watch them, they really aggravate me, because I don't get what they are.
They have a really good defense. Mm-hmm. Jesse Bates, like, could
brilliant.
Could be in Defensive Player of the Year reckoning. He's been brilliant.
They've got good players all over the field,
yeah,
apart from quarterback.
Yeah.
But then when you've got Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier, Cordarrelle Patterson, who can all run the ball, and you've got a really good offensive line, there's no reason to be so reliant on Desmond Ridder or Taylor Heineke. God, I can't speak.
Who cares?
Heineke.
Yeah, no. They're the most frustrating team in football, really.
The problem they've had at quarterback is they haven't stuck with one of those two. It may be that neither of them's that good. I happen to think Heineke is much better than Ridder.
Yeah, he is.
But they should have just stuck with one. And they've juggled it about and changed it three times. They've changed the starter. And that just screws it up for everybody. Yeah. I think you have a much better chance if you just go with it, except our quarterback for next year may not be on the roster. We're going to play one this year, win a few games, and then see.
Yeah.
Because with the weapons they've got, and by the way, Kyle Pitts is still one of the most disappointing selections over the last 3 or 4 years. Like,
the hype machine really broke that one, didn't it?
Yes. He's not good. He's not a good player. He's just a big player. He's not a good player.
He's Eric Ebron.
Yeah, he's Eric Ebron, and that's a problem because nobody wants to be Eric Ebron. He had one good season out of seven, eight career seasons.
Yeah. He was very good with Andrew Luck.
Yes.
And he finally had an elite quarterback who unlocked him.
Are you saying we're bringing in the Kyle Pitts Participation Award? In the
possibly. Possibly because
in our snappies at the end of the season.
Well, I think he's okay. I think he's just got nobody to throw to him.
Well, I think...
It is true.
I get some terrible balls thrown.
They've got a good wide receiver in Drake London as well.
Yep.
I just think it's just a bad offense. Bad offense.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is meant to be Arthur Smith's speciality.
Yep.
Keeping Arthur Smith will be the doom of the Falcons. Yeah. He is not a good head coach. And they are failing to see this. I suspect, I don't know, there's probably 15 candidates out there that I would take over Arthur Smith comfortably. Like, people that you haven't even considered as a head coach for 5 years.
Josh McCown.
Marvin Lewis.
Marvelous Marvin Lewis.
The only thing offensive about him is his moustache, which is terrible.
It's gone.
He shaved it off. Yeah.
He
shaved it off for Christmas.
His kids made him shave it off.
It looked fucking ridiculous, didn't it?
Did you?
Yeah. So, in the NFC, playoff positions at the moment held by the Rams and the Seahawks, as the Packers and the Vikings are four away.
I was listening. Pete Carroll's been at the Seahawks like 14 years or something now. He's only missed the playoffs like three times.
He's done a fantastic job with that team.
But overall, he has done. Because they were bad afterwards. Before him, even. I'm sure they'd be bad afterwards.
They were an awful team.
Pete Carroll won the battle, right, between him and Russell Wilson, who we're going to get to shortly.
Yeah.
And whilst Pete Carroll, you know, may have just seen his last Christmas, because you never know, whilst he's there, the Seahawks will always be a competitive organisation. Geno Smith was much better last year than he's been this year. But the fall has been only so far. Yeah, they're still capable of winning a lot of games with Geno Smith. So you carry on. You ride it. The defence is good enough. The offence is good enough. Most weeks they're going to be competitive. Occasionally they'll get blown out of the water. Occasionally they will really take someone to town. That's fine. Like, most teams would take that most of the time. Whether they're capable of getting back to a Super Bowl with Pete Carroll, I would suggest not.
No.
I don't think that's a thing. But for most teams, where he is with them right now, they would take.
Yeah, they need a quarterback, don't they? That's what they need. If they're going to win anything, they
so
need
so many teams.
Yeah, but it is, isn't it? It's the hardest piece to find, but that's what they need. If you put a stellar quarterback on that team...
Trevor Lawrence.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson's not stellar anymore, is he? I mean, washed up.
I disagree.
Isn't this quite a quarterback-heavy draft coming up?
Yeah, vaguely.
Yeah, but they're not all going to be that good. A lot of them are going to be like Sam Darnold.
I suppose Kenny Pickett was a first-round draft.
Yeah, exactly.
So was EJ Manuel.
Never forget this. It's just a lottery.
Yeah.
The ones that you can already see are the ones you should try and take.
Brett Hundley.
Comes back. It comes back to, why did no one offer anything for Lamar Jackson?
Elsewhere, the Packers. So the Packers beat the Panthers. But once again, the Packers' defense is the worst in the NFL at the moment.
That could have been embarrassing.
It was, yeah, could have been. The Bears remain in the hunt. They beat the Cardinals, but this week the Giants were eliminated. So, and the Bears will probably be eliminated this week.
Bears are currently in 12th spot.
Yeah, like
they got a problem. Playoff, according to NFL.com, they're. Playoff probability is less than 1%. Oh no, it's 1% if they win.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's if they've got if you lose and if you win in there.
Yeah, if they lose, it's less than 1%, and it's if they win, it's 1%.
Yeah,
so they need a lot to go their way.
So, move it to the AFC. The Chiefs lost against the Raiders,
and they were angry.
One of them was
the defense. The Raiders' defense, like Max Crosby, particularly caused Mahomes all type of hell. It reminded me of the Bucks Chiefs Super Bowl game where
such a good game
where Mahomes just never had any time. And I mean, it's just the Bisaccia bounce, it's just the new coach, whatever. But like, you know, they're gonna, you know, it's gonna give Antonio Pierce hype for his job next year.
Why shouldn't it?
Yeah,
like, They made the mistake once before by not keeping Bisaccia when he got them into the playoffs. They're winning games, all right.
He did cry. It was a bit much, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a little bit. They kind of almost tripped over themselves in winning this game. I mean, they did not have a completed pass in the second half.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It was a really horrible game to watch.
Their last pass completed was the penultimate pass of the first quarter. They're not a good team. It's just neither are the Chiefs.
No, that's the problem.
This is the point. So currently, Mahomes, 26 touchdowns, 14 picks. So last year, 41 touchdowns. Prior to that, 37, 38. You have to go back to 2019 when he threw 26, which is the last time he threw that few. He threw 5 picks the entire season.
That was his, well, he was, that was his, he was like injured a bit as well, wasn't he? Had ankle issues and...
They are... really struggling. The wide receiver group is poor. We've been over this.
Yeah.
But Mahomes himself is not peak performing. Just isn't. He's an elevator. We look at 5 quarterbacks every year that we say elevate their team. He is not elevating this group this year.
It's just
saying not regularly. And it's to be expected. You can't carry someone all the time.
Yeah.
But they have. He has never played through the playoffs away from Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. This season that will be a thing.
Yep.
I think they will really struggle.
I mean, not necessarily. They might lose their first home game.
They could do. But I think they're really, really going to struggle through the playoffs. This is not a team that I think is going anywhere near the Super Bowl.
Oh, God, no.
No.
I'm quite excited for the Raiders coming off this game. Because in terms of the coaching hire, all right, they might do the smart thing and keep Pearson, you know, do what they should have done with Bisaccia.
No, they won't.
But they won't. But you think about it. They already hired Gruden. They already hired Josh McDaniel. They can't do anything stupid here. They've already hired the stupid.
Whoa. Urban Meyer's still out there.
I mean, but that's like, come on.
I would really love the Chiefs to make the Super Bowl. One, I think I predicted it at the start of the season. So I'd like that. And two, I think they're beatable, which is really nice. So there's some teams in the AFC I wouldn't really fancy playing, but as the Niners. But I would take the Chiefs in the Super Bowl this time.
Don't worry, you won't be there.
No, we may well not be.
I think you might. I think
what, the Lions Browns Super Bowl.
Yes, that game so much.
That,
Jimmy, are you saying yes to that?
Yeah.
If there's a sign of the apocalypse coming, like that is the first horse. Like,
can you imagine that? A Lions Browns Super Bowl. That'd be amazing.
I don't know.
Just imagine that.
I'd have to listen to you lot, Dan. Oh, Dan Campbell, what a man. You'd have posters of him everywhere, all around the doghouse. £5 to kiss Dan Campbell.
Sure, I mean, Paul will get a tattoo of him if they win the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, do that on the top of your head.
I've already prioritised a fried breakfast for the top of my head.
Aidan O'Connell.
Shit.
He's fucking rubbish.
In case you've forgotten what he looks like, this is what he looks like.
I just looks like...
He wouldn't be worth bullying at school. What is the fucking point? Now... Jimmy G must have seriously put himself in the doghouse for the Raiders to be playing this guy, but effectively it's an evaluation ahead of next year.
It's all about money.
Doubtlessly, it's all about money. Aidan O'Connell cannot be the quarterback there next year.
No.
He's awful. So they have got a big choice to make, whether or not you can make that.
Hang on, sorry. They haven't got a big choice to make.
We've got to find a quarterback.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing, isn't it? The choice is Aidan O'Connell's not going to be our quarterback in 2024. Yes. Jimmy Garoppolo, probably not going to be our quarterback in 2024. They structured a contract deliberately to be able to get out of it after 1 year. So then they got the choice is, do they go out and get one in free agency, Kirk Cousins, potentially, or do they risk the draft?
Or both. Maybe, but if they appoint Pierce, I think they have to get an experienced quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't think they can appoint Pierce and rely on a draftee to come in and run the show.
Yeah,
I think that's asking for a season worse than this year.
I can't disagree there. So
try.
The Bills, they are heading into the end of the season like a fucking truck.
Freight train,
yeah. They're back in the playoff spots. They got a win over the Chargers, who didn't have a Bisaccia bounce, but they were better than they were under Staley.
Breaking news, Trevor Lawrence has just been ruled out of this weekend's game.
In the nicest possible way, that's the best thing for him. They can lose this week and it, you know, they can still make the players.
Panthers, haven't they?
Yeah.
Who's their starter going to be? I have not, literally no idea.
Befford?
Oh, Beathard? CJ yeah. Beathard. Yeah.
The Beathard boys.
Beathard boys, all right.
So, yeah. Fucking hell.
Looking forward to that.
But yeah, so the Chargers... the Bills beat them in the end, but like the players at least looked like they wanted to play for the first time in a while. The new head coach and played basically tore apart the defense that Staley's been using. Suddenly, Derwin James was a factor in the game. You know. It's the end of the nearing end of the season, so Gabe Davis turns up because that's what happens. He wakes up around Christmas. You know, we've talked about the Bills a lot. Like their offensive coordinator change seems to have helped, but yeah, we'll do a Chargers special in the off season because they're just an absolute basket case, aren't they?
I would like a few arguments around the Chargers.
Yeah.
Go on, then.
I'd like to have a pro Herbert, anti Herbert argument. I'd also like to have a pro Rivers, anti Rivers argument.
Same thing, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Another episode of Is Herbert the New Rivers?
I think we can combine all that into one.
I don't think he's had enough opportunities to prove whether he's clutch or not.
I mean, to be fair, he hasn't won AFC Player of the Week, has he?
Comeback Player of the Week. It was AFC Comeback Player.
God.
So, in the North, the Steelers beat the Bengals to keep up their chase.
Mason Rudolph.
You know, he did you see him interviewed about, you know, oh, they're singing your song because the fans were singing
Jingle Bells,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and you can just see him die. You can just see him die inside. You're like, oh. It doesn't have to be brought up, you know.
It has to be brought up. But did anyone mention about getting his own helmet swung into his face? Because that's the other thing that must always be brought up.
We did mention it last week because, yeah, it's
still the funniest still moment funny in football.
Pickens, once again, like, he has graced a lot of fantasy benches this year, and suddenly he turned up with 35 points last week.
Well, you get good Pickens and bad Pickens.
Well, yeah.
Slim Pickens.
They are, damn it. Damn it. It was right there.
But the Bengals, the bounce after Burrow's injury seems to have gone.
They've got to play the Chiefs next week.
Yeah.
They always play well against the Chiefs, though.
They do.
And the Chiefs are playing badly, so I'm not going to
The thing
out.
Is, the Bengals' defense is really bad. It should be better than it is, but you can beat them quite easily. I worry for them. Basically, the Steelers and the Bengals, I think they both miss out on playoffs.
Yeah, these are two teams that they might get into the playoffs just by luck of the draw.
It looks like Mike Tomlin's got a good shot at maintaining still
his record.
Yeah,
he's not allowed to have a losing season, so
it's mad.
He's in a good spot for that.
Is it time for him to move on?
Yes.
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 3 seasons ago.
Not so much for the Steelers, for Mike Tomlin.
For him, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, could be bad for the Steelers.
Yeah.
It'll be terrible for the Steelers, I think.
And you look at what he's had to do with the level of talent he's had. I think if he's moving on from the Steelers, he'll be one of the hottest.
And what does he cost? First rounder?
No, I reckon you get a second rounder for him.
What was Peyton?
That was a first rounder.
So is Tomlin not worth what Peyton's worth?
I don't know. Peyton had kind of a bigger aura.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was it 16 years without a losing record and you've won one Super Bowl?
Been to another one, though.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, won a Super Bowl with somebody else's team, you could
still
argue.
Still got to win it.
Yeah, still got to win it.
True.
I don't know. Peyton only won one with Drew Brees, didn't he?
Yeah. And it got to one as well.
I'm just saying, like...
Yeah, no, I agree. I think he does have to go somewhere. It doesn't have to, obviously. I think he should, for him. I don't think it'd be a terrible thing for the Steelers.
I think it depends who he goes to. There was a Broncos tax, wasn't it? Because they were so bad last year that the Saints knew that they had him over a barrel.
Yeah.
Like, whatever they were wanting, they had to pay. It depends where if he goes. And the Bengals... Yet to win in the North. 0-5 in the division.
It's an off year, though.
It is an off year, but it is strange. Like, they are 0-5 in the AFC North, but they're 8-2
everywhere else.
Elsewhere. It's like they are a good team. It's just a mad season. And talking about the Broncos, they lose to the Patriots and now... are resting Russell Wilson for the rest of the season.
For the rest of his contract.
Well, so apparently 2 weeks ago...
Halloween,
they asked him to restructure his deal going forward. Russ said no. And they said, well, we'll give you a bit of time to think about it. But if you don't, then we're going to just sit you. And they're sitting him in case he gets injured. Because if he gets injured, they have to pay him $37 million... guaranteed, but if he's healthy, they just have to pay the dead money hit, which is still like 30 million.
Still 34 million.
34 million to move away. But if he's injured, they have to do the dead hit cut and pay him 37 million guaranteed
by Russ.
So they're looking to move on from him quite clearly.
He's going
to
go.
They just don't want to pay the extra money because he's sitting there injured.
I mean, they're still technically in the race for a playoff position.
Yeah,
technically,
same as the Bears, isn't it? Yeah. They're not out, but they're
But at the same time, what's the point in resting him if you're gonna what's the point of resting him if you're going to keep him going into next year and you want to try and get the best out of the team? You need as much game time as possible.
Well, Peyton's come out, hasn't he, and said that basically the offense just isn't good enough.
He's saying
and it is on Russell Wilson
not doing what he's been told to do, but effectively. I think I don't agree with you that Russell Wilson's done. I think he's still got talent. I think he's still a talented quarterback. And he's still got the ability to be, you know, a leader within a franchise. What I will say is his character and his ego gets in the way of that.
And is he what they paid for?
Yeah. It did.
So, all right, saying he's still an okay quarterback and everything, but he's not what they paid for in terms of money and picks. And I get some of them worked out in Seattle, but they gave up a lot.
Yeah, I agree. But I think the fact that he's working with a Super Bowl-winning coach, a well-renowned, offensive-minded coach, and he's not doing what he's told, and they're losing games, that's a really bad look. Because he'll go onto the market, he'll get another job somewhere. Like we've mentioned Raiders, Falcons, pick another, Steelers. You know,
Commanders.
You can see him at the Steelers.
He could go to the Raiders.
Patriots.
Kiara can sing in Vegas somewhere.
Kiara's from Atlanta.
Yeah, there you go. So he'll get another gig somewhere, but he's got to be with the right coach and probably a defensive-minded coach with an offensive coordinator that he picks.
Do you want to play a quick quarterback-related game?
Go on, man.
You know how we normally laugh at how many quarterbacks the Browns have started since, like, 1999? How many quarterbacks have started games for the Chargers since 2001? It is not many.
Not many.
Name them.
So Brees.
Drew Brees.
Yep.
Rivers.
Two.
Herbert.
Three.
Tyrod.
Easton Stick. And Tyrod. Five.
Who's back?
You're missing one.
Charlie Whitehurst.
No, never started a game. Only ever came in to relieve Philip Rivers.
Ryan Leaf.
No, 2000. Too early. After him and before Drew Brees, they had 2 years of one other, not decent, great, but decent quarterback. No, the other one.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck you, Doug Flutie.
That's it. Yeah.
And that was the one I couldn't remember either. I was really ashamed of myself that I remembered Tyrod Taylor, but not Doug Flutie.
Todd's back, is he? He's starting this weekend.
For you guys.
For us, yeah.
Because Tommy DeVito got benched.
Yeah. What Tyrod needs to do is just tell everyone he's Italian. And
who was it that came out this week and said, I didn't realise Tommy DeVito's manager was Italian, I just thought he was gay. I just saw that somewhere this week and was like, apparently it's because he's extremely flamboyant. It was some ex-quarterback. It's going to be like Aikman or someone.
He's in the Italian-American Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Yeah. I feel for Tommy DeVito. Like, he's been a nice story, but it was always going to flame out. That's fine.
Of course it was.
He's going to be there as a backup for another couple of years, make himself some money.
He's just part of the, you know, the same lineage of Mayfield, Herbert, and Tommy DeVito, who all got their start because Tyrod got injured.
Very true.
Yeah, he's the worst of those three. He's fine.
That'd be a good trivia question in about 5 years' time.
Exactly.
What do these three quarterbacks have in common?
And he's still, you know, he's still going. Tyrod looked all right at the weekend.
Yeah, T-Mobile, all good. Yeah,
he's got plenty more chances to add to that. So, should we quickly mention Hall of Fame? Yeah. They've named the finalists. So, Jared Allen. Dwight Freeney, Antonio Gates, Rodney Harrison, Devin Hester,
Patrick Willis,
Torrey Holt, Andre Johnson, Julius Peppers, Fred Taylor, Reggie Wayne, Dan Woodson, Eric Allen, Anderson.
The thing I like about this class is that there's no obvious ones.
Yeah.
And there's a good few players who stand a really good chance of getting in, and they're good, good players.
Antonio Gates not just like straight in?
I think so, yeah.
Most touchdowns of a tight end ever.
It's not like big quarterback.
No.
We've got a couple more years before the
Manning. Yeah, that's all going to hit.
Brady, Roethlisberger,
Rivers.
I'm in your house.
If looks could kill.
Yeah. He says fussing his Rivers named dog.
Have both Mannings come up, won't you?
Yeah.
Peyton's already in, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Eli.
It'll be Brady and Eli.
Brady and Eli, yeah.
Anyway.
There's no set number, is there?
No, I'd like, it's usually five or six, though.
Jared Allen feels about time, and Torrey Holt, I'd
I think Patrick Willis is about time.
Yeah.
I think he retired too early.
He did, yeah.
Injuries.
Well, I think he could also see the writing on the wall, what's going to happen to the 49ers, and get out while you can. But yeah, he was, again, I think you look at the players and you say, which of these players dominated their position for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years?
Jared Allen.
Yeah, Patrick Willis, Jared Allen, Reggie Wayne, wide receiver, was one of the best wide receivers in the league for that period. Yes, he was playing with Manning, but he still had to do it. Julius Peppers, I think, is a good shout.
Yeah, definitely.
Well.
Yeah.
Devin Hester is probably the best, you know, return we've ever seen. So yeah, it's a good year for some of those players who haven't got to compete with a walking quarterback.
Yeah. No. Interesting. I put it in the running order, but of course, I think only me and Jim read it.
Yes.
I did put it in the chat as well, but no one replied. I want to talk about who's had disappointing.
We'll put it in the chat. Oh, disappointing years.
Disappointing seasons. So we always talk about like who's been good, whatever. But who's made you sad this year?
Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, his five snaps were not great.
Didn't have the best of seasons, did he?
No.
Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Yep. It's funny that the Jets overall, I think.
The
Jets Cleveland game in prime time, we're talking about a different 39-year-old quarterback, aren't we? That's the nice thing. Stick to fucking podcasts.
The Vikings.
Well, Stephon Diggs.
Well, I was going to say...
Are we just messing with what you were trying to do here, John?
No,
just shouting at you.
But you can shout. Stephon Diggs, yeah. The Bills offense has been...
Stephon Diggs has been non-existent.
Thanks. He's been in my fantasy team and he's been the reason I lost in fantasy.
I think there's more egregious... Alexander Mattison.
Yeah.
I keep telling people...
Dalvin Cook.
Like,
I've been really disappointed with the Vikings as a franchise. You know, they lost in the playoffs when they shouldn't have last year, but they should have
lost in the playoffs. They were
that was a 13-3 team.
Yeah, but all their games they won by one score.
Yeah,
but they still won them.
Yeah,
you know, you still got.
And they lost Kirk really early. Like they lost him week 7.
Kyler Murray might be one of the most disappointing quarterbacks of the last 5 years. Like, for me, more disappointing than Justin Herbert. He's rubbish.
His attitude as well.
Well, it's all part of the makeup. Kyler Murray is rubbish.
He's been absolutely passable since he's come back from being injured. He was out for, like, ages, and he was absolutely passable. The Cardinals got better when he came back. I'm not, that's the reality. You could not like him because he's a prick, but that's not true.
I think he's distinctly average.
Well, that's what I said, he's passable.
No, I think distinctly who average. Who did
they have in his... Oh, yeah, they had the Pastrnak, didn't they?
Yeah, that's it.
And Jared Hall...
Don't look at me like that.
Jared
They've
Hall
been the better team since he came back.
I'm looking forward to that, because he'll be interesting. Mm. He looked very good before he had his head ripped off.
Yeah.
You could use your massive red van as a postal delivery car, right? But you're not a postman. That's the same as getting Kyler Murray back. He can throw the ball around and maybe get some odd wins, but he's not a good quarterback.
Can I bring back Arthur Smith in terms of disappointment?
Oh, no, because it was predictably bad.
For a guy who's in the FedEx empire, he cannot deliver.
Oh!
It's Postman that did that.
Yeah, that's how I got there, yeah.
Andy Reid.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Bienemy. Bienemy has been extremely disappointed.
Could you argue it's Matt Nagy?
I'm going to disagree with you on Bienemy. I think the Commanders, they've not had a great season, but I think that offense has been quite good fun.
Has Bienemy improved his chance of becoming a head coach?
I think he has, yeah.
I don't think so. Not a chance.
I don't think the offense has been the problem in Washington.
Well, I was going to say someone else in Washington, Scary Terry, is not disappointing, but he's not had a good season.
Yeah,
but he's being let down by the quarterback play. Like,
a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Sam Howell, the next coming of Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's good fun to watch.
He is good fun to watch. That does not make you viable head coach material, Eric Bieniemy.
Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah. That whole team. The Patriots overall. Particularly poor. Mac Jones has got to be one of the worst.
Harris again.
Mac Jones has got to be one of the worst quarterbacks over the last 2 years combined. Like, comfortably... 30, 31, 32. He's got to be in that bottom three.
Better than Kyler Murray?
Mac Jones and Kyler Murray, for me, are very similar. They have massive attitude problems, and their arm does not necessarily cash the checks they're trying to
do. I do like how you could have got the furthest away from it in terms of quarterback play, like chalk and cheese.
Do you not want Robert Kraft in there for the fact he's just taken no authority for what's going on at Gillette Stadium? Because Brady's going to... not Brady, Belichick's going to stay. You know that, don't you? He might not be the GM, but he's going to be there. He's definitely going to be there next year. I can see it.
Me and Gary have got a coordinate. I'm saying he's going. I can't see it happening.
I really think he is going because I think Robert Kraft knows, a bit like Jerry Jones, he's got a limited amount of times before he won't ever see his team again.
It's different between him and Jerry Jones. Kraft's watched his team win 6 Super Bowls.
Jerry Jones watched 3. Yeah.
Nothing in the media for ages now. There wouldn't be.
I think he will go.
It's a non-story. I think it's so obvious it's going to go.
Yeah, they don't want to fire him mid-season because he's a legend of the organisation. He will be allowed to walk away at the end of the season.
I think he'll be given the option to walk away.
I think he'll go. I think he knows. I think he realises he's outside his welcome by 3 years. I think he knows. It's the opposite to the Pete Carroll effect. Pete Carroll forced Russell Wilson out and then continued to grow with his team. Bill Belichick made the choice to make Brady's life too difficult for him to stay, and then has flopped with the team.
He should have left the year you got to the play. Mac Jones's rookie season.
Yeah, absolutely, that is exactly right. And I will always go back to, we would have made the playoffs with Cam Newton if it wasn't for COVID. We were flying, and then Cam got COVID and came back and played like you, and so like he was hamstrung.
He's not left-handed.
So yeah, I think Belichick will absolutely go because I think Robert Kraft is far too keen to win.
The rumours are he's staying. That's what the rumours
have been. New GM, same old Belichick.
I like it. The Eckler. But I think Eckler's shit anyway.
He was the touchdown leader last year.
Yeah, that's still not right.
Shit or not, like he's been an absolute, like, especially in fantasy.
Everyone at Chargers has been terrible.
Keenan Allen's been good.
The touchdown leader is a misleading stat, though, because you take, like, the year before it was James Conner, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he was awesome that year.
I mean, he's done now since, hasn't he?
Jamal Williams had a whole load of touchdowns just because he used to bundle him into the 1 yard line.
Fozzie Whitaker.
Saints. I was going to say the whole of the New York Giants. Yeah. After such a good season last year, I just expected. Not necessarily saying they should have made the playoffs this year, I just don't think they've been competitive at all.
Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
If Stephon Diggs has been disappointing, Devontae Adams has been bad. I'd say Jimmy G in that as well. Because this is your first real opportunity to show yourself outside of a great system. The Shanahan system is proven. The Belichick system, he didn't play in.
He did. He played 2 games.
Yeah. Devin White. I know Bucks have had a good season, but Devin White hasn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's... It is what it is. Let's go ahead and we'll talk. What's coming up in week 17? We've obviously had the Jets and the Browns.
I think the Browns will win.
I mean, I've got this funny feeling it'll be like 37-20.
It's a bit on the nose, mate.
Any games, Detroit-Dallas stands out a bit.
I'd like to go that the Chiefs will win because Kadarius Toney's been ruled out.
Has he? But there'll just be someone else to drop passes.
Not spectacularly, though.
As I say, you look at it, Rasheed Rice and Kadarius Toney have as many drops this year as the whole of the Giants. They have 9, the Giants have 8. And that also because of Tony's drops this year, some of them have been intercepted. They don't count as drops. They're interceptions. So it's probably Tony has as many as some organizations as a whole. Like it's.
I want the Chiefs' first day of free agency or whenever they can start legally tampering, just to make a beeline for Mike Evans.
Yeah. I'm sure we should have wrapped the words legally tampering on this podcast.
They call it the legally tampering.
Legal tampering period,
yeah. Just make it.
Jimmy Savile, it was like 50 years.
Yeah. Just make. Anyway, back to the original point. Just make that beeline for Mike Evans. What do you want?
Yeah, I'd love to see it. Miami, Baltimore, another game. Basically,
game. That's a big game.
Yeah, there's some really good games at 6, and then you, at 9, you've got Steelers, Seahawks, Chargers, Broncos, Bengals, Chiefs, and then the Monday game is Packers, Vikings. Like,
it's fine, you can watch a bit of football. Turnover for the hootenanny. Happy days.
Yeah, true.
Nothing bowls.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So
Divisional Pride Week.
Yeah. Let's do our weekly awards. So the hottest seat.
Bill Belichick.
I still think it's the Packers defensive coordinator. They are so bad. It's a, like, it makes me sad because all that happens is they aren't very good. Everyone goes, oh, yeah, but what about Jordan Love? And you have to go, no, he's playing really well. It's just they conceded 30 points
every week
to the fucking Panthers.
Mm. Hottest seat. Dennis Allen.
Yeah, as well.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah, are they behind the they're behind the Bucks and equal
and the Falcons and they're level
equal
the Falcons.
The Falcons. Oof. Yeah.
So I think you look at the Saints. I think that they have got talented players.
Yeah,
they've got a quarterback. I like Derek Carr. He's had a terrible year because he's playing with a terrible coach. Alvin Kamara has been non-existent.
And this week they play the Bucks, which you fancy the Bucks for that one, don't you?
Comfortably.
Whereas Atlanta play the Bears, so they could go behind.
Bears are frisky enough at the moment.
Mm. Yeah.
Good word.
I like it. It's, but a couple of those today.
Good, are they? They're just like, especially DJ Moore goes out injured.
I say middle of the season. We were talking about hottest seat of the week. We Matt Eberflus was a common name we discuss.
Yeah,
we haven't really spoken about the Bears getting rid of their head coach for a couple of weeks now. Justin Fields come back, looks decent. The offense actually looked better than it has. The defense is starting to look a lot better than it was.
Yep. Montez Sweat is going to be the sack leader on 2 teams this year. First person to ever do it.
They're going to be a really interesting team going into the draft as well, because they've got the number one, haven't they, from Carolina.
Yep.
Absolutely sucking.
Well, so,
again, They could trade out of that position again.
Yeah.
If they decide to keep...
to Carolina again.
If they decide they're going to stick with Fields, then there's no reason for them to be in that number one position.
Would you stick?
Yeah.
For Marvin Harrison, yes.
Yeah.
Depends what's offered.
Well, let's say you get the same as what we did last year, 2 first-round picks and a quality starter.
Sorry, would you stick with Justin Fields?
Oh, yeah. Justin Fields, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Bet the devil, you know. Just get a coach who can utilise him.
Yeah. Would you?
Yes, in a heartbeat. I think he's more talented than 10 quarterbacks in the league. I just think, like I say, he's been badly managed for a lot of the time he's been there. Still not convinced Matt Eberflus is the right coach. I think they're just on a better run.
I agree. I don't think he is either. But there's not been as much chat about him going. I think if the Bears go into the draft and they come away with a new offensive lineman and Marvin Harrison Jr., I think that's a really good draft. Mm. Really good draft for them.
Sweetest play.
Can we just give it to all the Joe Flacco passes to Amari Cooper?
Could we give it to the one in particular where he was...
It was like 60 yards.
Was it 4th down? Under pressure, or maybe it was a 3rd down. Under pressure, like, basically, he's throwing it out.
Where Joe Flacco was trying to evade about 3 people trying to sack him. Yeah,
got absolutely crushed. And the Cooper toe-taps it.
It was a great catch.
Amazing. Yeah, I'll go with that. Might be quite similar. MVP of the week. Anyone beat Amari Cooper?
It's got to be Amari Cooper.
Breece Hall had a great game as well.
He's lost, though.
265 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah. Breece Hall was great, but he lost. Yeah. Cooper was great and won.
Lamar Jackson. Sorry.
That was sucky. I mean, but he weren't playing anyone good, was he? So, we'll leave it there. But, we'll come back next week.
Next year.
Exactly. Enjoy your New Year's Eve. Don't get too drunk.
I told you about the duty free offer. I'm getting absolutely hammered.
Well, Do what the fuck you want. I don't, you know, I'm not your mum. Yeah, have a great time, and we'll see you in 2024.
Bye.
Bye.